Good morning, everyone. Here with Radio Entrepreneurs at GED Insurance Agency, along with Jonathan Friedman and our guest, Kevin Kuzo from Telamon Insurance. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John.
So we're talking about getting organized today. Kevin, why don't you tell the guests a little bit about what you do before we segue into the transition into what we think you can help them with?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm with Telamon Insurance, and we specialize in benefits and outsourced HR management for growing companies, which can either be startups, they can be companies that have started getting some financing that are looking to grow, which is a lot of who we are working with. And what we really do is try to help find technology and ways to help these companies grow, get set up so they can take care of their employees, they can onboard their employees, they can make sure with their employee handbooks that they're doing the right things and getting it all set up right up front so they're avoiding those insurance issues and things that could come in and be a problem down the road. So that's basically what we look to do.
So the interesting thing is, and I'm on the other side of the insurance fence, but the health and welfare is, it is regulated. There's a lot of compliance. And for small businesses and startups, it is an absolute maze and a nightmare to get through.
They have no idea. And especially on the startup side, they're totally clueless. They usually know what they know. They're getting their team together to get a product, to get a service out there. But when you're talking about employees and HR and compliance, and they have no idea. And that's where we can really help out on the outsourced HR side. Because even on the growing companies, we'll frequently see companies that are 15, 20 employees, and even up to 50 employees that don't have an HR person. They have someone who's helping with the payroll, helping with a little bookkeeping, that's then, oh, yeah, since you're doing payroll, you might as well do HR. Meanwhile, they have no HR.
As if the background. Two worlds are identical.
Exactly. Like, it's the same thing. Like, just because you do payroll, you should be doing HR.
Right.
Okay, which that's a normal thing. They have no idea. And that's where typically it is more of a bookkeeping person that then gets thrown into HR, which never really works very well. And then especially as they're hiring, because you get these companies that have 10 employees, they want to go to 25 by the end of the year, and they're not onboarding people correctly, and they don't have an employee handbook, and they're not getting their people set up, correct up front. And that's where we can really help, and we can do as little as an hour a week. We can do, you know, if you might need somebody available for a day a month, couple days a month, and that's where you can have access to a professional HR person to help you as you onboard, as you need to let go people, and if you have any issues, that's where we're that kind of in between before you need the attorney. So before there's a real issue that's going to turn into a lawsuit or turn into something really sticky, we can help guide you through that process so that you can hopefully avoid the situation where you don't need that employment attorney.
So pay now, pay later. But the big thing I see in the field is a lot of times startups and even small and medium companies, they just go get what they hope to be the cheapest price.
And that
they don't look
problem.
At plan design. It doesn't meet their employee handbook. It's not compliant with, you know, Obamacare and whatever else we got cooking.
Exactly.
You know, because we went from the mass health care reform to Obamacare, and there's a lot of rules.
Yeah.
And I find, and I don't know what you see in the field, but it's complicated, it's convoluted, but it seems to me like you've got a good approach to meld together the benefits with an HR solution, at least so they're addressing a number of different things that are important.
Yeah, and you mentioned plan design, and I think that's really, really critical for these startups. So again, going back to a growing startup example that we had a couple months ago, we met with a guy out of Boston that they expanded to Texas. They have 15 employees. You know, there's opening three, you know, Texas and then up to Chicago, and they have 15 employees now, and they're going to probably go to 50 in the next 12 to 18 months is the goal. Okay. They got money, and now they're looking to attract talent. So they found a woman that they fell in love with, made her an offer. Meanwhile, she turned them down and said, I can't work for a company that has a benefits package like this. And they were like, what do you mean? Meanwhile, what did they do? They went out and they found the absolute cheapest plan they could do when they started. And now they think they're going to be able to attract talent and retain talent with not, you know, with a embarrassingly bad, cheap you know.
So there's a disconnect between what they're trying to do strategically. And,
you know, so we had told him this a year ago, but now he comes back a year later and says, you were right. I lost a good person. Now tell me what the industry, you know, what standard in the industry, what kind of plan do I need to be able to attract talent? Because that's what they're looking to do now. And that's where we really help and consult and try to guide these startups and say, look, if you're in biotech, you're in Kendall Square, this is what you're up against. This is what you're competing against.
This is what the marketplace looks like.
This is what the marketplace looks like. And if you're going to try to attract talent, you have to have at least this type of package. Right. Or this is probably a better package if you really want to attract good talent.
And attracting and retaining people is critical. But one of the strategic things I see that's difficult with the healthcare side now is you have a company in Massachusetts that grows. They hire someone in Rhode Island.
Correct.
Someone in Maryland. And they've got a mass HMO. Do you guys address that? Are you licensed in all the states?
Yeah, we're licensed in all the states. And we can so a lot of times you get that situation where they've outgrown that PEO model, mm-hmm. pretty much. So, you know, the multiple state things make sense when you're smaller. But as you get over 15, 20 employees, that's where as you're growing and you're taking it to the next level, you really need partners like us that we can really help guide you through the benefits, guide you through how to handle all the HR, you know, and that's where you can help too, John. I mean, it's...
So do you have an effective way? Because one of the other complaints you hear a lot in the healthcare is, you know, I faxed my form to whoever, a flavor of the day, HMO, and nobody right. added my employee, and right. I need a mini COBRA letter. You have technology to address that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so we have a couple different technologies that help with all your benefits administration, all your onboarding and compliance. And then we even have solutions that can help integrate with your payroll.
Yeah.
So I come from the payroll industry, so I know a little bit about that side. And that's where when you can bring all that together, that's where it really makes it easy for these companies. Because when you have to log in here to do payroll, to then go in here to do your benefits, and who are you contacting, what do you have to do, you really want to simplify that and make it easy for them.
So walk us through a little bit, or if you can, just paint a picture of a model of what an engagement might look like. Because you talked about some consulting, which I assume is some of the, you know, strategic part of putting together a plan, et cetera. Yep. But then it sounds like you've got a platform of some sort, technology platform.
We have a couple different technology platforms. And honestly, our major differentiator is the processes and the support that we have. So we've been honing our processes for 20 years. And you're going to get that personalized service, and you're going to have an account executive that's going to take care of all the client-facing needs. So when you have that day-to-day, so-and-so had a baby, so-and-so got married, and you need to update, that's where you're going to deal with your account executive. But then we have benefit specialists, and we have an underwriter on board with us for our larger accounts to help strategically put together those best plans for you. And that's where I think there's that differentiation, because we really have that solid back office that can really make a difference with that personalized service. So you get that that small company personalized service,
So that platform can drop down though to smaller
companies.
Absolutely.
That's the key. So there's a lot of these solutions with a lot of bells and whistles that are very, very expensive when you have, you know, 100,000 people. And what we're really trying to do is between that 20 and 100 employee market, that's where oftentimes as they're growing, they don't have the HR person, they don't have technologies and processes in place, and that's where we can really help a lot of these companies.
You must compete with those co-sharing employment arrangement companies a lot.
PEOs?
So a little bit on the smaller side.
Although they sound like they're a little bit of a different animal. They actually take on the employees and manage the benefits as opposed to you guys
are
an outsourced solution.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Keep your employees independent or under your
umbrella with your workers' comp and all of that. And that's where when you really kind of unbundle from that situation, you're really saving a lot of money and honestly getting a little more personalized service too.
Right. You know, it's important for companies that are growing and staying organized, I think, to understand the difference between a small market and a negotiated market. What's the cutoff now where I can go in, Jonathan and I have a company with 100 people. We can talk to Blue Cross and say, look at our losses, look at our prescriptions. Yeah. What is the cutoff?
That 100 is that. It's the 100 is the cutoff, yeah. So
you and I can't
negotiate. So sub 100, you got no negotiation. Your rates are your rates.
Your rates are pretty much your rates, and that 100 is where you really can take into account your they'll look at the big picture situation, and you can, you know, that's where having an underwriter on board with us who's worked for a lot of these big companies, and he's been excellent at helping us negotiate for our larger clients to get them the best deals and the best renewal rates.
And I imagine the variance in the marketplace is dramatic today, you know, between a small and large company, which kind of is upside down when you think about it. You know, small companies are struggling financially and don't have the wherewithal or paying the highest rates.
And what's interesting to me is you're making an investment counterintuitive to a lot of people to help the smaller companies, even though the rates are the same. Oftentimes, the brokers in the industry don't give the small client all the plan designs. They think, I'll just give them these three and let them pick one. Meanwhile, there's a whole host of them out there, cross-sharing, not cross, and you got to understand all that.
Right.
Excellent.
So in terms of, a company that really the entry point is reaching that 10 to 20 employees and having no
pretty
HR
much.
Resource in place.
Exactly, and yeah. That 10 and up. And really 20 and up. But you know what, if we meet with them and we're affiliated with Mass Challenge and a lot of these startup accelerators in Boston and down in the Innovation Network, and I have some Babson connections. So there's a lot of startups that once they start getting some traction and start getting money and they want to grow, that's a lot of the companies that we're meeting with.
That's great.
So that's really one of our niches.
And it sounds like that complexity of multi-state as well.
Exactly.
It's
multi-state is a big thing.
Huge.
And it is huge.
And you can't, you know, if you go to a small independent company and they're not licensed in all the states, you really can't give them a plan design.
Yeah, your hands are tied. Yeah. That is a big difference. And it's interesting because it is... I see a lot where they start in Boston and then they're in New York. And then they're in Austin
DC.
And then they're in Chicago and
right.
DC.
And suddenly
that's exactly,
they're out of,
that's
right.
exactly how they
out
grow.
Of compliance everywhere.
Right.
We've had to adapt.
Pennsylvania. Watch out for Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Texas is difficult.
Yeah, Texas.
California
yep.
can be difficult. Yep. But we've had to adapt that here that people start offices and manufacturing plants everywhere now.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And salespeople, they want to set up sales teams.
Yeah.
They want to get people out on the road and they... You know, I have one person here, one person there, which we actually see a lot of, too.
Absolutely. So. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Kevin Cuzzo with Telamon Insurance and Financial Network. Wonderful stuff, learning about health and welfare and how to get organized and get set up. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Best way would be email. My email is kevin@telamonins.com. That's TelamonIns.com. Definitely the easiest way, or if you want to hit me up LinkedIn or Twitter, I'm kind of out and around all the time, so easy to get to.
Awesome. Great having you here today, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Wonderful.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, coming to you from the offices of JED Insurance, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.